Cisna and her husband Sid Atwood were on a snorkel lift with Alaska Arts Southeast director Roger Schmidt when I caught up with them. This was no brain trust or secret policy meeting. The three were washing the windows of Allen Auditorium, the centerpiece of the Sheldon Jackson National Historic Landmark. Cisna represents House District 22, the university and medical area of Anchorage. She says more people come into her district to work than reside there. Something about washing windows on the oldest campus in Alaska put her in an upbeat, if metaphorical, mood about education.
It is a boom, but it's part of a boom that nobody's really paying attention to in a real serious way on the state side and the federal side, mind you. We're not really looking at it with really good vision, with the lights really bright enough so that we really, and not actually able to see and hear the people that are actually experiencing it.
Cisna rose briefly to prominence last year for her open defiance of the Transportation Security Administration's new rules regarding full body scans. The 69-year-old has undergone a mastectomy. When a body scan at the Seattle airport last February detected evidence of the surgery, she was directed by the TSA to a pat-down, which she refused. She told reporters that a prior physical hand search had left her feeling violated. She eventually returned to Alaska by car and ferry. The incident has since influenced her legislative agenda. It also touched a nerve with the public.
I've thought about it a huge amount, and I've talked with, gotten letters from more than 2,000 people wanting to talk about that very subject. And most of them haven't wanted to have it be a big public thing because it hits people real close.
Cisna agrees that the TSA incident is symptomatic of a larger disconnect between the federal government and Alaskans. It's a view she shares in some respects with the state's sitting congressman, Don Young. One distinction she draws, however, might be that she feels better equipped than the incumbent to restore the conversation between Alaskans, their congressional delegation, and Washington, D.C.
It's been a kind of evolutionary thing for me because I've actually been active in the state now since the late 60s and have known Don Young and had different conversations with him more recently than distant. He and I do have very similar feelings about the TSA situation. And his background of actually having gotten them the original funding and an early part in that, and now he's terribly disappointed in what they've done. But I think one of the things that's different between he and I is that I'm one of these people that always wants to jump into the middle and get at it to make things work, to get the job done. And he's a person who has been in that job for a long time, and it hasn't been done. We haven't gotten the part that is essential, and that's Alaska to be considered.
Cisna has served 14 years in the state legislature. Two other comparatively unknown Democrats have also filed for the primary election, which will occur near the end of August. Cisna says she considers no one, not even Don Young, to be an opponent. She wants the campaign to be about ideas. During her 24-hour visit to Sitka, Cisna planned to meet at a local cafe to discuss the TSA. Then it was back to Juneau by ferry. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
It's little ideas that start everything.
That's
right. And
then
it's people sticking with them.
Yeah.